Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Creams and serums are made of 70% water, 15% preservatives and emulsifiers, leaving only around 15% for the active ingredients that your skin needs. But luckily now, there's Fiber Skincare.
15 years ago, the scientists behind Fiber Skincare started working on nanofibers, which are 500 times smaller than human hair. You know, I saw that in Three Body Problem. Mm. 1 year ago, they patented a way of wrapping the nanofiber around oil or liquid-based ingredients. This means they can deliver five times the active ingredients compared to creams or serums, as there is no need for water, preservatives, or emulsifiers.
The first formulation made with this technology is plant-based, anti-wrinkle. It's a set of patches that you use over a series of 7 days. You just put these on whenever you would apply your serums, and your skin is going to feel tighter in 10 seconds. And over the seven-day program, it has been clinically proven to reduce wrinkles by, get this, 19.4%, a very precise percentage. In fact, they have a tighter skin guarantee. If your skin isn't tighter in 7 days, they're going to give you your money back, no questions asked.
You get the tighter skin guarantee with this 7-day routine. Tighter skin or your money back. Get a 15% discount code by using the discount code GAME. That's Fiber Skincare.
It's the Game of Roses. Welcome to the Game of Roses. This is the Game of Roses.
Welcome to the Game of Roses. Welcome to Game of Roses. This is Pace Case.
This is Bachelor Clues, and we are 1 week away from the premiere of Joey Graziadei's Bachelor Season 28. I can't wait.
What off season?
Exactly. I don't think there's going to be one this year either. We've talked about this, but it was only a month, and the month went by fast. I've been driving around Los Angeles. As you know, that's where Gore resides. And guess what I saw the other night?
Del Poetry Lounge.
No, it wasn't that. I won't even say that I saw it, because I didn't see it at first. I felt it.
An injured crow?
No, not quite.
An injured baby crow?
I felt the warm embrace of a gaze coming from on high, and I looked up, and there before me, illuminated in the cold of the Los Angeles night, was none other than Joey Graziadei, casting his gaze down upon me from a billboard on Beverly Boulevard.
You saw a Joey poster? Ugh, lucky.
Poster? It's a fucking billboard. Literally a billboard, giant billboard of Graziadei. Watching over the lonely streets of Los Angeles, I couldn't have been happier.
Where?
Beverly and La Cienega, roughly.
Good intersection. A lot of traffic in that one.
You know where the Swingers Diner is? It's a little east of that intersection. If you're not a Los Angeles local, sorry for all this, but...
sorry that we're icons and that all of our billboards are TV shows or movies. And I learned that's not true everywhere else.
Yeah, exactly. You go to like Oklahoma City, it's all local news shit.
Some of them say abortion is still legal here.
Yeah. And some of them say abortion is not legal here. That's America, folks.
Anyway, I'm happy that you were gazed upon by Grazzi. I'm feeling, you know, the tingle that I get near a season coming. Oh, you know, sparks are flying. A new season is upon us.
Today, we're going to break down the second half of all of his incoming rookies. But I just want to say, before we do that, in Clue's Corner right now, I have been watching a little program called The Traitors Season 2, which you can watch on Peacock, or you can watch In Clue's Corner with me. This show is fucking amazing. This is...
Traitors.
Yes. It's unreal. If you don't know what this show is, and I kind of loosely knew what it was from the promotion of season one, it's a bunch of different reality stars from different franchises that get together to play this kind of like a game of, some people have called it mafia, werewolf. In this case, it's called traitors. And the concept of the game is...
Is it the mole?
Kind of. This one has... In the beginning, there are two people selected out of 16 at random, and no one knows who they are, that are traitors. Those two people at night get together and decide who they're going to, in quotes, murder one person. Everybody wakes up the next morning, and that person is just gone. And they're like, oh, shit, they murdered this person. And then everybody else has to try and figure out who the traitors are.
Oh, that's scary.
Yeah.
They're just gone? I don't like playing mafia. I don't like lying, and I always look guilty.
Well, then you would be bad on the show. But what you get to see in this show is A, all of these heavy hitters from various reality franchises. You got like Phaedra from Real Housewives is in there. You got Ekin Su in this season. You got Parvati from Survivor. You have people in there who have won Survivor twice, Big Brother twice.
Wait, who from Survivor?
Parvati.
Oh, she might be my Survivor goat. I love her.
She's incredible in this season. And obviously you have Popeye Peter Weber from Bachelor Season 24 is mixed in with these people. You also have people who are like on early seasons of The Challenge and shit.
Good day, Sheila's. He comes in and has an accent the whole time. Tries to pretend he's someone else.
Yeah. He's just living in his Australia, Pilot Pete. But it's fantastic. Alan Cumming is beyond reproach. He is the best Dark Lord of all Dark Lords. I've never seen anything like it. And the show looks beautiful. Huh. It really is, in my mind, it is kind of the bar for these third era reality TV shows where you see people from other shows going into these secondary games like House of Villains, or in this case, The Traitors, Perfect Match, whatever. The Traitors is the Cadillac of these shows, I'm finding out. I'm really loving it. So if you want to join me, patreon.com.
Interesting.
/GameRoses.
But is there romance?
There is a couple in it. I won't give away if they're still in the show or not, but there's a couple that goes in together, which is interesting. But yeah, there might be. I don't know how that's going to shake out. There might be.
Like, this is what you want, an all-star season done well.
Yeah.
But I do feel like that's the only thing it would be missing from like a Bachelor in Paradise, for instance.
Yeah. They put some money into this. Like the production value is insanely high. The games, they have to do like challenges and stuff too, where you can either like, the way the challenges work are.
Yeah. What are the challenges?
Well, like for example, the first one in the pilot is there are all these puzzle pieces on little like floaty things out in this lake. They all have to get in boats and go get these puzzle pieces and then find a map on shore that has what the puzzle is supposed to look like and put them all together. And if they do it in a certain...
So it's like Survivor.
Time, yeah. If they do it in like, I think it was 40 minutes, they add $30,000 to the prize at the end of the season. Mm. If they don't, they add nothing. And then while they're doing this, there are these shields that are like far away from the group activity. So if you want to, you can just bust out from the group and be like, fuck you, I'm going for a shield. And if you get the shield, you're immune that night. So there's this constant thing going on of like, do I help the group or help myself? It's really fascinating. It's a very well-made game.
Cool. Now I gotta go. Now I gotta watch The Corner.
Yeah, enjoy that. But what's going on in your neck of the woods with HBO Lax?
We got a piece of paste case business today. My other podcast that I host with my friend Catherine Dudas called HBO Lax just picked our new seasons. And we are doing True Detective Season 4 first episode will be out by the time this is out. And we picked the Patreon show is The Curse.
I've seen the entire Curse.
Which I am terrified for.
I've seen it all. Seen it all, pal.
Oh my God.
I'm going to say to you exactly nothing. And then when you are done with that whole series, we have to have a conversation. That's all I'll say.
Catherine is not good with cringe material. And we watched Jury Duty, and that was pretty tough for us. So I'm nervous for this one.
I mean, good luck. You're like, Catherine hates cringe material. So we've decided to watch The Curse. That's okay.
Well, it kept winning all the polls. And I was like, Catherine, are you sure? I just want to make sure we don't have to. We're mostly a Democracy, but she's, you know.
I think you'll like it from the perspective of like the reality TV-ness of it. You know, I think you'll find that interesting.
I don't know anything about it. So,
okay, cool.
We shall see.
Yeah.
And the first True Detective episode was interesting. I'm very curious to hear your take. Oh, Clues might come on an HBO Lax episode while Catherine's shooting a movie. She's a director.
I'm definitely going to watch True Detective. I've watched all of them, all three seasons prior to this. I've kept up with the controversy surrounding the creator, Nick Pizzolatto.
Wait, what controversy? Uh-oh.
That he basically plagiarized most of season one from other material.
Oh, Catherine said something about that.
And then he wrote season two, which was... I mean, it's lauded as one of the worst seasons of any TV show ever made.
That's the last season I watched.
Yeah. Interesting. Season three was okay.
So I didn't see three.
It wasn't as good as one, but whatever.
Yeah, very curious to hear your thoughts on season four.
Yeah, I'll check it out. ASAP.
Do you remember that show that we watched that was about the people who get kidnapped in this thing and then they like save something through
Labor
dance?
Of Love. Yeah, that's called The OA, and it's one of my favorite shows ever made.
The OA. There's an OA-esque moment in the True Detective
premiere.
Can't wait for you to see.
Fuck yes. I can't wait either. Well, we've got a lot going on. A lot going on, as you can hear.
Go check out HBO Lax or patreon.com/HBO Lax.
And now, it's our pleasure to bring you the second half of Grazia Day's rookie Instagram and TikTok breakdown. This is Game of Roses. All right, first up, we got Lauren Hollinger, 28 years of age, from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, a registered nurse, and her star sign is a Cancer. That's interesting.
Wait, I love that the star signs are in here.
Yeah, Dark Seeker put that in there.
Incredible. This is a new update to our grid.
Yeah.
Lauren, okay, I'm only going to root for the Tauruses.
Lauren Hollinger comes into our game with 3,212 followers, 13 posts.
Cancer.
13 posts. You tell me, is that a scrub?
It's a tight 13.
Oh, fuck. Is it ever?
Okay, first is from 2022. So I don't know how old this account is. Hard to tell.
There's not a lot here. What I am getting from this is villain vibes out the gate. I think she's going to be a villain.
I'm getting Victoria Fuller.
Yeah, there's a little bit of Victoria Fuller. She's wearing black in most of these, unless she's forced to wear white in a shot with many other people. That is, I don't know what this is, but there's her with some other friends, four other female friends.
She's the sister.
Of who?
Didn't we see that there was sisters? Oh, yeah. So she's the sister of Allison Hollinger.
Got it.
Who we did at the beginning of this.
Got it.
Who is younger and 26 and a Pisces.
I think this sister is going to be the evil sister. There's a picture of her and her sister. I don't know. Her sister looks evil too.
She's just in there. She already has a relationship and she's just protecting the young one, taking out everyone else.
God, wouldn't that be great? I mean, you definitely have to work as a team if you're sisters, although that is going to probably get a target on your back a little bit.
Yeah.
But being from Philly, you know, Philadelphia is notorious for breeding tough people.
Uh-oh.
What do you got?
She has a good defense. Check out the one Instagram highlight. It's the little hand heart emojis, and we got some PTC.
What am I looking at? I miss you forever. Ooh, is this a deceased father PTC? Looks like it.
PTC in here. Yeah, sorry.
All right, so we're definitely going to hear that. They're both going to have the same PTC, though. Will that have a lessened effect? Is it going to be which sister can play it first? Did they play it simultaneously?
They both play it.
Yeah.
They both got to play it.
I mean, of course they're going to have to.
You want
to
be first, probably.
Unless somebody else has a bigger PTC. We see here she's at, in one of these pictures, she's with a friend at a Philadelphia Eagles party of some kind. Morgan Greystone. Let's check out her friend here. Morgan Greystone has 3,636 followers, 46 posts. She looks like she could be on The Bachelor.
Tight 10.
She's actually got a great Instagram. I would be very surprised if she has not already been contacted by Bachelor producers. Morgan, if you're listening, Morgan Greystone, hit me up. Let me help you in Bachelor season 29. Why wouldn't we?
You're recruiting. I can't wait to see this player. She's popping off the screen.
I agree. The Hollinger sisters are going to be interesting. I just feel there's villain here. Villainy is afoot. What about her TikTok? Do we have anything of note there? 109 followers. I mean, these TikToks are just, she's made some videos.
At Lauren Hollinger.
She's attempting to do some humor. She's got a little bit of a Jennifer's Body, Megan Foxy kind of thing happening as well.
Yes, absolutely.
That's why I think I'm getting villain, because obviously she was a satanic figure in that movie. All right. I think Lauren's our first villain.
Can't wait to see that dynamic.
Same here.
Like a 4TRR and a villain sister dynamic would be so cool. Ugh.
I agree. Shall we move on to...
Yes.
Leia Kayanan? C-A-Y-A-N-A-N. Her Instagram is LEA.CAYANAN. 92 posts, 4,338 followers. Her bio reads Los Angeles, California / Oahu, Hawaii. More love, heart emoji at U of Arizona at Gonzaga U. So she's going to these colleges. A very, very good Instagram. Oh, she was one of the ones who met him on in the live show as well.
Oh, she was good. She was good.
Yeah. Was she the only one who met him? I don't remember. I think they only did one person, right? And he was kind of like, oh, this is bullshit. Oh, she's got a Griffith Observatory thing. Soft spot for me. I love the observatory.
You love the observatory?
Absolutely love it. Been there many, many years for my birthday.
I've never been to one of the shows there. That's what I want to do.
What? You've never been to the planetarium? If I may make a recommendation, get high as hell and go in that planetarium. It's going to be fun. I promise. I love her Instagram.
Love that. Oh my God. This Instagram is literally perfect. I see why she was cast.
Yeah. There's a bunch of like, she's got everything.
Early.
She's got a great parasocial gaze. She's got some Bachelor promotion stuff.
Oh, she has a creature. P, happy gotcha day, P, my baby forever, package deal.
What's the creature? Is it a lizard?
September 2015. It's a little pup. Oh, God. Oh, God, it's so cute. Oh, my God. This creature has potential.
You see one, you see the other, and our outfits will be matching. I love you at Cat LaCambra. This must be just a best friend. I thought maybe this was a sib, but they're all over each other's Instagrams. Cat LaCambra is KATLACAMBRA, 968 followers, 9 posts. She's done a deeper scrub than her friend who made it onto The Bachelor. Maybe Cat LaCambra, if you're trying to get on The Bachelor, hit me up. Let me know. This is how I'm recruiting now.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it a lot. By the way, Leia, she's giving a little Kylie.
Yes, she's giving to me funny. I think she's going to be an interesting, funny player. I don't know why. Yeah.
God, how strong are all these players this season? I'm not ready.
Well, it just also speaks to like, and we've been talking about this for the past few years, but it speaks to the fact that like people who want to be on reality TV are essentially influencers. The aesthetic of like an influencer social media account is so pervasive now that basically anyone's doing it if you want to be in that tier. You know what I mean? These are all at least aspiring influencers, if not already influencers.
Look at this third photo. December 27th, 2023. I mean, this is insanity.
Yeah, it's like a she's wet, I guess. She's got some water on her, and it's like a modeling thing.
It could sell any product that you wanted. Yeah.
The first comment in it is from Sophia underscore L-U-C, and it reads, "Forgot how to breathe just now because you took it away." There's a picture of her leaning against a Porsche in like a head wrap. Grateful beyond words for 2023, sending so much love and praying over an even more beautiful 2024. Heart emoji to a year full of light, growth, healing, and so much love. Here's to 2020 gore. Oh my God. No, it doesn't say that. I'm just kidding. Wouldn't that be amazing?
You got me for a split second, but no clues. You won't get it past me.
It's a great Instagram. I'm giving her week three. I'm going to give her week three.
I do think there's something about meeting early that hurts you. No one who's met early.
Absolutely.
I feel like maybe only Dini Babies has done well who did that.
Wasn't Blake Horseman the one who said, get up on your horse? You got to get back on the horse?
Oh, yeah. He was the horse one.
There have been some early meters that have done okay. But yeah, in recent memory, I can't, and I don't know though, because I don't know who all the early meters were. I just have strong memories of the ones that went bad, like America's Fimp.
Yeah, and they've skipped seasons. America's Fimp, oh God.
all right, let's move on. Our next player is Alexandra.
The new experimental era.
Alexandra Lexi, in quotations, Young, who is 30, from Atlanta, Georgia, digital strategist, and for those keeping track, this is a Cancer coming into our beloved game. I mean, zodiac sign.
Summer.
And she has, her Instagram is Lexi Colette Young.
Oh, geez.
2,617 followers, 20 posts. So there has been some scrubbing here. I mean, this is a model.
Yeah, the first one is 2017.
Who's this guy she's with? So excited for this next chapter. Cheers to 30. That better be her brother. Let's see. His Instagram is private. I don't know. This looks like it could be a romantic partner, or it could be a brother. But I think this is a romantic partner from July of 2023.
But her name is Young also. Yeah. So that must be a brother.
Okay. Sorry. It's her brother. Who's this? Rebeeb 24. I think this is her friend. It looks like her friend Rebeeb 24 may be married, but Rebeeb, if you're thinking about getting a divorce and you want to go into the show, let me know. Reach out.
Yes. Step it up a notch. Escalate. Suggest divorce for people that you find.
To any friends of people who get on Bachelor, if you're in a long-term relationship, end it now and DM me. I can get you in the show. Oh, wow. Yeah, that dog's cute as hell. Swipe for the main event. What is this? Oh, Jesus. Look at that creature play. He or she,
oh my
this
God,
dog.
The tongue.
The tongue's so out. Cute. Bandana on point. Damn, that's a cute-ass dog.
That's America's creature.
Who's this now? Illuminate the night. There's some date with a guy. Who's this guy? Young bro Young. That's her brother? She goes everywhere with her brother, I guess.
Another brother?
She goes on dates with her brother. I don't know if that's going to be good for her in The Bachelor. 20 posts. It's hard to get anything from this, honestly, other than like, yes, she's got a great parasocial gaze. She looks like a model. Here's a post from June 9th, 2019. It's her in kind of a modeling shot. It says, Insta, I'm alive. It's been 4 months since I posted, 1 month since my surgery, PTC, and the craziest, most challenging emotional year of my life. I'm feeling incredibly grateful today for all the amazing people in my life. I'm feeling very lucky to have finally received a proper diagnosis, PTC. It has taken years of pain, being shut down, misdiagnosed, and made to feel insane. It's times like these. You stop, pause, and remember what's important. My entire perspective has changed, and I'm so proud of where I am now. A million thank yous to everyone who has been there for me. XOXO. Endo warrior, endometriosis, right? Is that what that means? What's endo warrior?
Wait, she is, okay, there was a promo about her PTC of endometriosis. Now okay. I remember. So she's absolutely going to get
one-on-one
time to do this PTC. I think she's absolutely going to at least make it to the middle of the season.
Okay. And then it will be revealed that she is dating her brother and...
Jesus.
That'll be the title.
I love an endo queen. I'm rooting for her. I feel like it's, you know, women's pain is often shoved aside. And sure. Endo's a big, affects a lot of people.
Oh, it even looks like she has an Instagram story here of freezing the eggs.
Mmm. A fellow harvester. A fellow farmer. Princess Farmington.
Let's see. Tuesday was a huge day for me. Completed my egg freezing cycle. Yeah, she's giving herself the shots. It's the whole nine. There you go.
Wow. Okay. If she's done that, that's hardcore. And yeah. Now I'm seeing top four.
I think so too. Honestly, because I think that that's going to be a big thing. Like when she drops that PTC and she's like, I do want a family, but I've had to freeze my eggs and all of this. There's no way Grazia Day can dismiss her and not look like a total piece of shit. She's got, like, the only dismissal I feel like she can get is, I'm sorry, my other connections are just stronger.
It's an unbeatable PTC the week it's played.
Absolutely. Yeah. All right. Lexi call it young. Gonna go far based on that PTC. Yeah,
another contender in a stacked season.
Until that tattle comes, that's like, she had a boyfriend before she came in here and it's her brother.
Oh my God.
Next up, Medina Alam.
I keep thinking you're going to say something real. we see our next contender is Medina Alam. The Instagram is at Dina Lynn E, DinaLynee. Medina Alam, licensed therapist and speaker at Mental Health Medina Agency, Maryland's agency, clothing line. She's a therapist and a model and has a clothing line.
And she is 31 years of age from Charlotte, North Carolina. Is 31 the ceiling? Yes. There is one other player, Kelly Toussaint, who is also 31. No, two others. And Sam Hale is 31. But 31 is the ceiling.
Well, how old is Grazi?
Grazi? I'm sorry, he's timeless. I thought you knew that.
Joey Grazia Day. Age. It's good to do this work preseason. 28 years old, May 24th, 1995.
Will Grazi accept a woman older than himself?
What's May 24th?
Maybe.
May 24th?
May 24th is Gemini?
Gemini.
That's me. I didn't even know what it was, and that's my sign.
Who should a Gemini marry?
Joey Grazia Day.
Aquarius and Libra, other air signs.
Oh, interesting. Dina, aka Medina, has 54 posts, 5,995 followers, and looks like she's doing some modeling. There's a lot of six-pack photos here, and she does have that six-pack. Make no mistake.
She does have that parasocial gaze. Oh, Jesus. I got to the abs.
Jacked. There's some gym photos here. Did you get to the gym little video?
This is some musk.
Yeah. She is going to absolutely crush people.
Vascularity.
When we get to the tackle football forced violence group date, this is the person you want on your team. She's just going to run over people. Spends a lot of time in the gym. There's a post from May 24th, 2023.
She's very good at the gym.
Swipe to the third photo to see where this booty started, because it was literally from the bottom. Also, lol at when low-rise pants were in. Hashtag not a good look. This is a three-post main grid slide show.
Look at her first three posts. They're all crazy yoga poses. This is impressive.
Yeah, I mean, this is just a physically powerful human being here. We've got pictures of her on the beach, pictures of her on rooftop bars, at sporting events, all the usual suspects here. The reclining by the pool in, I don't know where this is, Palm Springs maybe, is, oh, wait, what is this? Here's something in a hospital. It's a video. This is from July 8th with a caption that says, was diagnosed with rhabdomyolysis. I have no idea how to pronounce this. Contemplated posting this because it's so raw and vulnerable still, but if it can prevent one person from getting this, it's worth it. Dozens of IV bags, pain meds, 6 days in the hospital later, I'm finally home. This is a big PTC. 6 days in a hospital. That's pretty rough.
Dang.
To say this was a humbling experience is an understatement. My arms were so swollen that I literally couldn't use them. I had to be bathed and fed. There was 11 pounds of swelling in my arms alone. I'm thankful I went to the hospital when I did, but should have gone much sooner. Any of my workout friends out there, if you're noticing any unusual swelling after an intense workout, please don't wait. Almost all mobility is back and pain is much less now, but it will take months until I'm fully recovered. I truly believe working out will never be the same again, which is devastating. Furthermore, the mental toll of knowing that I could have died from this and just the frustration and anger at the situation has also been something hard to deal with. And the post goes on, but I guess this is some kind of, the hashtag is Rhabdo, R-H-A-B-D-O. I don't know what this is. I don't know what it means. I'm sure she's going to explain it. That's going to be an interesting PTC, one we've never really heard of, but she definitely is. Oh shit. She's doing competitions, fitness competitions.
Rhabdomyolysis, often called rhabdo, is a serious medical condition that can be fatal or result in permanent disability when damaged muscle tissue releases its proteins and electrolytes into the blood.
Oh, Jesus.
It can damage the heart and kidneys.
Well, there you have it, folks. Don't work out.
And it can cause permanent disability or even death. This is why I avoid it.
Yeah, sit on the couch, eat some popcorn, have a good life. Mm-hmm. There are pictures from October 23rd, 2020 of this player at a, like a, not bodybuilding, what is it? Physique, like competitions. You know what I mean? So she's been doing this. So happy about this 100% natural physique. Snatching the bikini overall. Hashtag NPC. Hashtag Dutch strength promotions. I've always believed in true example of athlete is being an athlete without drugs. So she's straight edge. Yeah, she's competing in all these things. The six pack is just, it's out of control. The yoga is out of control.
The musk and vask is...
I don't know how far she makes it in this game.
I think she's too much of a hard worker for Joey.
I agree. Joey's living in Hawaii, giving a few tennis lessons here and there, and practicing his gaze work. I think, like, this is a person who's waking up at 4 a.m. to go to the gym three times a day. I don't think Joey can handle that.
No, Joey don't want to be woken up. Let Joey sleep.
Exactly.
Dina.
But I'm very curious to see what she does. I do think they're going to make sure she at least gets on a group date where, like...
She's going to do some physical feat.
Yeah. I think she may hurt someone. I'm just going to say that, and I'm looking forward to seeing it.
She just does the jumper thing. She just tries to jump a car.
Let's see her TikTok. 306 followers. She has made a bunch of videos. They're just not popping off. All right. Well, good luck to Medina Alam.
Well, good luck, Medina.
Moving on.
We got Maria Georgas, a 29-year-old executive assistant from Kleinburg, Ontario. Okay, we got a northern Maria from the north. She is a Virgo. Her Instagram is... at maria.georgas. She has 20.5k Instagram followers. The hits don't stop, Clues. Who's going home night one?
I don't know. I don't know. No one. Everybody gets this
no
thing.
One.
Yeah. Look at her dad. There's a very interesting post. June 26, 2023. The man, the myth, the legend. Happy birthday, Pops. 60 never looked better. Love you. Enjoy Bahamas. Don't go in shark-infested waters. This dad looks like an old 80s rock and roller. Like he's smoking a cigar. He's got a...
Yeah. Is he a celebrity or something?
I have no idea. He's not tagged in it, so I don't know. But... I love her Instagram.
Wait, look at the third photo. He's with that other, isn't that the Fast and Furious guy?
What? The third, there's only two photos in this slideshow. What are you talking about?
There's three photos. Happy Father's Day? Everyone's favorite, Georgias? We're looking at a different photo.
Yeah, I think we're looking at a different one. I was looking at the birthday dad one. She has a Natalie Joy quality to her.
Mm. Yes.
Take that for what you will in our beloved game. Her Instagram is very good.
It's giving joy. It's giving clown behavior. It's giving fairy tales torn to shreds.
Yeah, there he is with Vin Diesel.
Yeah, Vin Diesel. I knew it.
That's Vin Diesel. That's her dad with Vin Diesel from June 20th, 2021.
Why is her dad with Vin Diesel?
Everyone's favorite Gorgas. I don't know how to pronounce that. Happy Father's Day. I love you. I don't know. Did he work on a Fast and Furious or a Riddick or something?
There is something about the look in her eye to me that says Nepo baby. I don't know what it is.
Yeah. It's a confidence that comes from knowing you'll never have financial hardship. I think that, oh God, I don't know. She feels to me like somebody who kind of wins everything she does in life. And I don't know if this is going to translate well into the game. It might put a target on her back early. Here she is. Is this her as a child with Vin Diesel? August 13th, 2017. There's a picture of Vin Diesel with a little kid throwing up the peace sign. I don't know if that's her as a child, but
2017.
I think that's her as a child.
It is her as a child with Vin Diesel. Okay. And he looks kind of sheepish.
Yeah. Here's a picture of her from May 16th, 2017, wearing a t-shirt that says, "I'm a happy-go-lucky ray of fucking sunshine." Okay, she got some attitude to her.
It's giving Victoria Fuller.
This is a villain too, I think.
Yeah.
She is, so far, of all of the bikini shots and stuff like that, she's wearing, we'll say, the ones that are the most daring. And I think that that's going to be a part of her game.
Mm.
I think she's probably going to be a strong chemistry player as Victoria Fuller was. Fuck. I don't know. I think people are not going to like her. I think she's going to be either turned into a villain or set up in a rivalry or something almost immediately. That's the vibe I'm getting here.
Yeah.
Which means mid-season, at the very least, could be somebody that Grazie wants to keep around to Fantasy Suites as well.
Here is a wall quote that she believes in. If a conversation is hard, it's probably the one worth having. Oh, this is her May 31, 2020 post.
Very good Instagram, though. I mean, all of these Instagrams are just insane. Here, is this her as a child? Badass since 94. Some things never change. This is her as a little child making devil horns with her hands, tongue out, standing in front of a like well-sized poster of the rock band Kiss on the cover of Playboy. I'm just like, how old is she in this picture? Maybe 7 or 8? What 7 or 8-year-old child has the opportunity to stand in front of this? You know what I mean?
When you're Vin Diesel's niece, you know, yeah. You love Fast and Furious.
Where's she from? Kleinburg, Ontario. What's Kleinburg?
Right.
Is that a suburb of Toronto?
Okay. She's got a TikTok. It is at GEORGA Sis Bored. 6.9K followers.
Okay.
The caption is Maria is bored.
That ain't
okay,
nothing.
She has a TikTok that hit 1.1 million views. Let's go.
Let's see that 1.1 million view.
She's dressed as Men in Black, doing voiceover with little alien balloon things.
The 1.1 million view one is just her and her friend dressed as Men in Black for Halloween.
Yeah.
I'm not quite sure how that got to the heights that it did, but congrats. I think she's going to be a villain. Mm-hmm. I think she's going to be very entertaining. And she's a Virgo, for whatever that means. Let's move on.
Okay, she's prolific on TikTok.
Yeah.
So she's ready.
Next up.
Okay.
Marlena Haddad, 26, West Palm Beach, Florida, finance writer. Very interesting job.
Oh, Maria was a Virgo.
Oh, that's right.
And Medina was a Leo. Sorry.
And Marlena is a Sag. Her Instagram is marlena.alexia. She has 37 posts, 5,485 followers. It's just another impeccable Instagram. There's not been a bad Instagram this whole season. She's well-traveled. We've got her at the beach. We've got her on rooftop bars. We've got her in front of some mountains.
Oh my God.
We've got her with June 6th, 2022. There's a picture. This picture is terrible, by the way, just in terms of photography standards. The composition is horrible, but it is her with a hawk. She's wearing a leather glove doing some falconry, I guess. It says, made a new friend in the caption, Blue Grotto Malta. So she's done some work with creatures. I like that.
She's brave. She's got the same gloves that you have to play with a Skaboolian.
We see her at the main podium at the NASDAQ. So she is not just a financial writer. She's living the life. Where's she from? New York? Yeah, New York City. So you know she's on that Wall Street covering those stocks.
The Big Apple, living that influence lifestyle.
There she is in Paris. I believe here we've got some kind of political thing. Christmas time in the Oval. There she is in the Oval Office with some friends. December 8th, 2020. Wait. So she's politically active. She's doing something at the...
Wait. Uh-oh. It says hashtag 45.
September 9th, 2020, you're not going to want to miss that picture where she's standing next to one Donald Trump. Congrats to the boss on the Nobel Peace nomination, official White House photo by blah, blah, blah. This photograph is provided by the White House, et cetera, et cetera. So I don't know if that's going to come up or not, but you can't mistake it.
Can't miss it. You can't miss this. It's in multiple posts. You're not going to miss it.
No question about this one. she's made it very easy to know where she's coming from.
You don't normally see it so fast.
This shit's right there.
Okay, I feel like she has to be cast to be a villain then.
I don't know. This could be a night one, honestly. Because I don't think they want that playing out. Or maybe they do. As we're getting closer to the election, maybe they want this type of thing in it. I'm not sure. But it's there. It's there for all eyes to see, at least right now. Again, Marlena.Alexia. I mean, Jesus Christ.
This is...
I got to say, they, you know, the show hires somebody. They have a person who helps you go through your social media and say, like, I don't know about this. Might want to fucking remove this. Oh, you had a picture in high school where you're in blackface. You might try to take that off your Instagram. Generally speaking, I think they try to remove any political type stuff that isn't like widely accepted kind of social type movements. But like, you know, backing certain political candidates or whatever, I think they do try to curb that. Here, she clearly was like, fuck you. I'm not taking this down.
It's so funny. There were like hints along the way. It was like, okay, West Palm Beach. Okay. finances. Okay. Here we go. And she has the Playboy Bunny theme as well. It's all connected. Wow. Okay. She has at White House 45 in her Instagram bio. We probably should have not missed that.
How did I miss that? I just skipped right to it. But you know, she makes sure if you miss that in the bio, as long as you scroll down a little bit.
If you click on that, it is the Trump White House archived. This is an archive of a Trump administration account.
This shit's wild as hell. Like, I don't think we've seen anything like this really during the modern American political era. I don't think we've seen a player come in this, other than obviously James McCoy Taylor, but that was post facto.
No, we've never seen it before. Interesting. Interesting. I wonder if they're going to bring this up.
Absolutely not. I don't think. I don't see how they can. They just don't do that. They never have overt political shit in it.
I know, but maybe things are changing. Maybe they're trying to have more real conversations and get in the conversation of America more.
Maybe. We'll see.
I don't know.
Moving on.
They're inspired by the necessary conversation.
Yeah. This is how I find out my mom and dad are hosting a group date. I'm like, how the fuck did that happen?
Your mom's Instagram posts updating us on the schedule. I love them. She has such a good parasocial gaze. It's so funny.
That video was like 10 minutes long. But for those who don't listen to Necessary Conversation, we couldn't record this week.
She's like, well, Chad's filming his other podcast on this day.
My sister's on vacation and I have kind of a busy schedule with some other stuff. So we couldn't record this week. And so my mom made a little video letting everybody know about that, which was
clues. I quit bras during the pandemic. I said, no more. They're not comfortable. I'm being comfy as a lifestyle. And I couldn't picture a bra that would exist that I would want to wear. But today's sponsor, Honeylove, has revolutionized the bra game. They don't have underwire, they don't have bulky fabrics, and they are so soft. Basically feels like a second skin, which is the only type of bra I will be wearing in the year of our gore 2024. Mm-hmm. I got the crossover bra, the black runway one, it has this cute like mesh that adds peekaboo mesh that adds this very sexy touch. So it's like, doesn't look like it's, you know, a comfortable bra, but it is. And I guess I'm a bra person again, it turns out.
Well, congrats, Pace Case. I know it's a big step for you. Right now, you can treat yourself to the best bras on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/roses. Use that exclusive link to get 20% off honeylove.com/roses. After you purchase, they're going to ask you where you heard about them. Please support Game of Roses and tell them we sent you. Treat yourself to Honey Love because you deserve it.
Clues, you know I'm on my year of health, 2024. I'm trying to really focus on that. You know, I've got my career in order. I've got, you know, other aspects of my life, but I eat badly and I take care of myself badly. But that is changing now. I have discovered Lumi. Lumi is a game-changing whole-body deodorant designed by an OBGYN to work not only on pits, but also feet, privates, and everywhere else we get odor. I use their wipes. I use their, they have a traditional deodorant stick, too, which I use. A lovely coconut smell about it. And no matter where you use it, Lumi is clinically proven to block odor all day long, all thanks to its one-of-a-kind pH-optimized formula. They have over 275,000 five-star reviews to show for it.
It's baking soda-free. It's paraben-free. It's pH balanced for safe use below the belt. Clinically proven to control odor better than a shower with soap alone. 12 hours after a shower, the average person has an odor level of 6 out of 10. Did you know that?
That's
a
disgusting.
High level. With Lumi, the average odor level is, guess what? 0 out of 10.
Yes.
Lumi's starter pack is perfect for new customers. It comes with a solid stick deodorant, cream tube deodorant, two free products of your choice. You could get mini body wash, you can get deodorant wipes, whatever you want, and free shipping. And as a special offer for everyone listening right now, new customers are going to get $5 off a Lumi starter pack with code ROSES at LumiDeodorant.com. That's L-U-M-E deodorant.com. That equates to over 40% off the starter pack when you visit LumiDeodorant.com and use that code ROSES.
Clues. A Mother's Day is coming up.
That's true.
You know, that's one of the most important holidays. We got to honor our mothers. They all went through a lot to get us here into this planet. And the gifts for Mother's Day, they can be a little predictable and boring. Sweaters, candles, the dreaded bathrobe. You only need one bathrobe, in my opinion. That's why Aura Frames is the perfect gift to mix things up this year. Named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter, Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
Aura Frames are Wi-Fi connected. They come with unlimited storage. You can share as many photos as you want from your phone to your mom's frame. Not only is she going to be grateful that it's not just another sweater for Mother's Day, she's also going to love that an Aura frame means she gets to see more of you.
Or in my case, she gets to see more of my cat, Skaboolian. My mom loves seeing him rolling around, playing with his toys, doing whatever, and I can upload as many images of him as I want every day, and my mom gets to see them in her Aura frame and then text me about it for all the rest of the day.
Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Everybody listening to Game of Roses can save on that perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code ROSES at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Hilarious. All right, let's move on to Natalie Crapeau, 26, Sudbury, Ontario, another north of the border member of our team here, registered nurse.
Interesting. Maybe the Canadians are...
They're coming for everything.
Maybe it's near to Hawaii?
Prof, is that professor? What was her job? Registered nurse. Her Instagram is in... The letter N, C-R-E-P underscore, 7,039 followers, 61 posts. Account managed by Meemaw. What? I don't quite understand what's going on here, but I love her Instagram.
We got Coachella. There's a lot of Coachella. We got Boots and Hearts Music Festival. Okay, she's been on the festival circuit.
She has a picture of her from October 12th, 2022 that's like a graduation style photo, and it says, not a thermometer, but I get degrees. So she's got a little comedy play here. Happy to see that. We see her catching a fish. We see her, this is her mom and dad, I think, at her graduation, using a family photo to say, I'm excited to start teaching in the faculty of nursing at the fall. So she is a professor, a nursing teacher. That's cool.
Looks like she plays soccer.
Oh, shit. Yeah, got a soccer photo. That's going to...
This was a goal of ours.
She's funny, at least with the puns, or she's trying to be. She is athletic. She has this soccer stuff going on. We see her playing some golf. We see her getting her nursing degree. A lot of bikini shots going on here. Got her 21st birthday out there, even prior to that. This is something that I recommend getting rid of. There are a lot of like pre-21. There's like high school photos and stuff. Generally speaking...
Don't want pre-21.
No. You want everything to be your adult life on your Instagram, in my humble opinion.
Did you watch May December?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
What are you getting at?
It was a lot.
I remember when that real shit was going down.
I did not know what it was about before I watched it.
What? You know that that's based on a real thing.
Yeah.
Mary Kay Letourneau.
We did it for Lex, but didn't know the plot before we watched it. I thought it was just about like an age gap, like love story.
I mean, technically. This is kind of, she's giving me a little bit of a Kat Izzo vibe. But I don't think she's villainous. I think she's going to try to be kind of funny.
I feel like she's a little shy style.
I don't think so. I don't know. I don't know. This could be a night one. No, it's not going to be a night one. She'll make it to a group date. She might even get a one-on-one. I don't know what I'm saying anymore. She's giving me very mixed reactions here. There are some of her pictures that I'm like this one from April 22nd, 2023. She's wearing like a kind of floral print bikini, standing in front of a wall of flowers. That is like, that could be a ring winner. But then some of these other ones, I'm like, wait a minute, what?
She's sitting on a man's lap here.
What does that say? Birthday queen. Happy Halloween from Leo and his less than 26-year-old girlfriend.
Under 26-year-old girlfriend.
I don't understand this. Who is this man? Or is this,
I don't know.
Who is this person? This is not a man. It's a woman posing as a man. This is her friend, Janelle St. John.
Who also loves Coachella.
Janelle has 958 followers.
Janelle?
You want to get on a show? Hit me up.
Janelle, if this is your partner, break up with them. Come into our beloved game.
Natalie has a TikTok, 346 followers. Not worth noting. There's some videos she's trying, I guess, but... Nobody seems to be getting it, how to do these things. I don't know. I don't know about Natalie.
Wait, what? Who's not getting it?
None of these players are understanding TikTok. I don't get it.
Oh, Nat Crepeau, 346 followers. This is not good lighting. That I would number one fix the lighting.
You're talking about another Natalie Crepeau?
You have the big light on when you're making your TikToks.
You're talking about Natalie Crepeau's TikTok?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't get like good player vibes from her. I think she might have a few colorful narration moments here, but I don't think she's going to do well. I'm not getting that vibe from her.
In a pool of all-stars, you know.
Yeah.
It's hard to even say that, but
exactly.
Yeah.
Rachel Nance is up next. 26 years old, Honolulu, Hawaii.
Leo, so maybe we're wrong. Maybe she's not shy style.
Oh, I don't know. I know nothing about what that's supposed to mean, but I'll take your word for it. Rachel Nance is up next, 26 years old, Honolulu, Hawaii, ICU nurse and Aquarius. Hmm. Her Instagram is Rachel Marie A.N. Made in Hawaii, reads the bio, 2,157 followers, 244 posts. It's quite a few posts. Looks very fun.
So she's from Hawaii?
I believe so. Made in Hawaii.
It says Nash, New York on her IG bio.
Maybe she's living there now. This so far is the worst Instagram we've seen in terms of professional polish. This is all pictures that are selfies or friends have taken. There's a lot of friends in them.
2012 group photo with the filters.
There are many pictures that don't feature her in them at all. Inanimate objects. Oh, she went to Powell's. That's nice.
Yeah.
I've been there.
Encore Beach Club.
Did a book signing there many years ago. There's just like pictures of coffee cups. This is not a good Instagram.
Yeah.
For our beloved game, I mean. And it gives me the sense that she may be night one. Just generally speaking, when I see an Instagram like this, I'm like, this person doesn't know how to be on reality TV. And that can be good. I mean, there's just even like a post here of Matt LeBlanc from Friends.
It makes me think that, but it also makes me think maybe they don't think they'll get that much scrutiny on their profile or something because they're night one.
Yeah, it's just not. This is not a person who's going to understand how to be on reality TV. That's what I get from this. There are multiple posts here. Here's one of Ross and Rachel that are just like screenshots basically from Friends in her Instagram grid. Here's one that says, eat nutritious, lift heavy, cuddle often, laugh a lot, work hard, enjoy life. Kindness is fucking cool. There's a bunch of these like quote things. I don't know about this. Now, all that said, does she have a crazy PTC? I'm not seeing evidence of it here. Oh, wait, here we go. Forever in our hearts. What's this? One from June 5th, 2016. It's just a hand that has a bracelet that says forever in our hearts. The caption reads, 6/04/2015 is a day we will never forget. That was the day heaven gained a true angel. That's all we know. We don't know who the angel is.
Ooh.
#428. Let's see what that is. Oh, shit. Is this a brother?
Yeah, she's partying a lot in Scottsdale in her Instagram stories.
If you click on the hashtag of that.
Lyandike Country.
The hashtag is FOR28. There's 308 posts. And it is apparently this guy, I guess, who she knew in some capacity. It's kind of a tribute hashtag to him. Along with some other people, I think, who have just somehow meandered into that hashtag. But I don't know who this guy is, if he's related to her or not, or just a friend or maybe a boyfriend. I don't know. But somehow that's going to be a PTC for her.
I don't know if she'll even get to play it.
I don't know how well that's going to play. I don't either. We'll see. Good luck to you.
We'll see. It could be a dark horse.
Good luck to you, Rachel Nance. I don't know. I'm just... That Instagram is scary to me. You know what I mean? It's like, fuck, she doesn't know what she's walking into.
Right.
You're up against somebody who was taking selfies with fucking Vin Diesel when they were like 8 years old.
Yeah, where's your Vin Diesel
picture? If you don't have a Vin Diesel picture in your main grid, you ain't got a shot this season. Sorry. Next up, Sam Hale hitting that age limit at 31. Sam Hale is from Slider Country, Nashville, Tennessee, a CPA and a Leo. Let's see what Sam's working with.
Rachel Nance was an Aquarius, if we didn't say that.
Oh. Her Instagram is Sam Hale EE, SamHaleEEE. 2,778 followers, 20 posts. That's a deep scrub, Nashville, New York.
Wait, I thought we were talking about Sam Hale.
What? Oh, Jesus Christ. Her Instagram's not bad. Her Instagram's better than the last one we looked at, but it also is kind of amateur hour. There are only 20 posts, though, so I at least know that she's aware of like what social media is and that it needs to be scrubbed before she came into here.
Okay, now I see what you're talking about. I feel like her Instagram's not that bad.
Whose? Are you going backwards now? Rachel Nance?
Rachel. Okay, you're right. There's way too much here.
I would say Sam is... Sam...
Okay, quick scan. Okay, she's from Hawaii. God, okay. I think Sam Hale is not long for this game.
I don't know. There's something about her that is... The scrub is interesting. None of these pictures are like pro. Her best picture is her bachelor announcement picture on her Instagram. That's usually not a great sign, but most of her pictures are her with a bunch of friends drunk at some kind of a party. That
yeah.
could be good for her beloved game. That means they could want her like in all the group situations. She can be the shit disturber. I feel like that may be her role, to just be like, come on, guys, let's have some fun. I could see her tearing some shit up and at least getting a couple of weeks out of this experience. But I agree, this is not a great Instagram either. Let's see, does she have a TikTok?
I'm just like thinking back. I'm like, how are we having a conversation again about the different things again?
We've been doing that a couple of times now. It's very interesting.
I know. We got to get back.
We got to get back to looking at the same thing at the same time.
I got to get back on my game.
Sam Hale doesn't even have a TikTok. So that's a bad sign. Let's move on to another Sam. Samantha Washington is 25 from Miami, Florida. Pro football cheerleader. Very interesting.
And a Taurus.
Now we're getting some followers.
Like Pace Case.
Her Instagram is Samstagram1. 10.7K followers. So we're getting into some numbers now. 557 posts. That is a lot. The bio reads Midwest meets Miami.
She is a Dolphins cheerleader?
Yeah. Former NFL cheerleader, it says.
NFL? The top?
And she has some agency, so she's maybe modeling. Yeah, there she is with the Dolphins. What is this thing? Things we did that I'm proud to say I walked away from the Miss Florida USA pageant placing in the top four. So she's a pageant queen and a cheerleader. Automatically going to do very well in our beloved game.
She's going to do so well.
She's got all the prerequisite photos. This is a fucking stunning Instagram, of course, you would expect.
Professional Instagram.
The parasocial gaze. There's a picture from November 24th, 2023. Your ex-wife, it says in the caption, take me back to my favorite holiday. It has to be Halloween. She's got a bride gown on with like some blood coming out of an eye. That parasocial gaze is unfucking real. Grazia Day, get ready, buddy. You're going to have something to contend with here. I just want to see them staring at each other for a whole fucking episode. Here she is with too many years of friendship and fabulous hair. Their hairdresser.
Halloween 2022, she's dressed as sexy Toy Story. She pulls it off. There's God. A snake in my boot. Oh my God. And there's a little pup dressed up too. Oh God.
The only thing she has to worry about, in my opinion, is sometimes pageant queens, cheerleaders can be a little too polished. They can be a little too like putting their persona on. As long as she can come across a little bit real, let's see if we can discover a PTC out of this. I think she is going to be very difficult to beat.
Oh my God. Who is this?
Happy birthday to my not so little brother. I love you. Okay. Brother. Seems like the brother's still living. Wait, what? There's one from May 16th, 2023. 25 years of us, it says. On this day, all those years ago, you made it. And this is an old picture of I guess husband and wife, man and woman of some kind, holding a little tiny baby. And let's see, it's two slides. And there is, what's that?
What's the date?
May 16th, 2023. And there is another slide of what looks like maybe an older sister holding the little baby also. It says, on this day all those years ago, you made a decision to open your heart and your home to a child who needed one, and there will never ever be enough words to say thank you for that. I'm blessed to be related not by blood, but by the strongest form of love. Happy Adoption Day to us, family. Thank you for making me yours. So that's going to be her PTC. She's adopted. That's a great PTC. Mm. Jesus Christ. Look at this. Jesus. Look at this picture from...
Let's see. Her mom is private at Debbie Messineo.
May 10th, 2023. Parasocial gaze. Grazia Day is going to have some work to do here. Look at this parasocial gaze from May 9th, 2023. I'm ready for you, Miss Florida, USA. Miss East Miami, USA. Her parasocial gaze is fucking insane. All of these modeling pictures are just like Grazia Day might have met his match.
So... She also has been a princess at Disney World and is looking for her real life Prince Charming, according to her bio.
Oh my God.
When she's not on the road with the Miami Dolphins, Samantha loves hanging with her dog Finley, enjoying pizza at her family's pizza restaurant, says she's ready to get engaged on The Bachelor, is so excited to meet Joey.
Yeah, she's going to be a player to watch for sure. Yeah. She does have a TikTok. See what she's working with here. 1,791 followers, nothing to speak of. It's a bunch of cheerleading stuff and standard TikTok, whatever.
At Samantha Washing, and then the number one.
Wow. All right. Yeah, she's going to do things. Moving on. Sandra Rabadi, 26 years old, Nashville, Tennessee, cybersecurity consultant.
Ooh.
Taurus. All right, got a smart one on our hands.
Another Taurus queen. Let's go.
Her Instagram is Sandra Rabadi. It is 4,384 followers, 56 posts. Woman in STEM. Love that. And I don't know if this is scrubbed or not. 56 posts, is it? The first one is from June 19th, 2016. Yeah.
What? You think she didn't date anyone between 2016 and now?
No, I think she got her first phone in 2016 and made this thing. It is scrubbed. It's an okay Instagram. Nothing professional going on here.
I mean, it's mostly photos of her, though. You know, there's some attention to the aesthetic.
But they're not good.
She's got some highlights. 2024, fit in ish, Nashville, rose emoji for The Bachelor, travel in 2023.
This is what I'm saying. This is another one where the Bachelor rookie photo is the best photo in this entire grid in terms of giving you her parasocial gaze, a little bit of her personality. The rest of these photos are just like, listen, I'm just going to say this. If you are a person who has friends, make sure one of those friends at least can take good pictures. You have to have somebody who knows how to use a fucking cell phone camera.
You need to befriend a photographer.
Yes. Or just somebody who's like kind of good at it even. These pictures are bad. Look at this fucking picture from December 25th, 2023. She's on a beach. She comprises maybe 1/10 of the overall image. The rest of it is just like a giant sky. The horizon line is off kilter. It's just like a bad picture. You know what I mean? And she just posts it. Like, whatever. Fuck it. Who's this guy she's with? Frabatti 7?
She posted her little Bachelor dance, and it's in the highlight. And she said, trying to secure more than the internet.
Wait, who's this guy?
Is the caption.
This guy that she's in this picture with, Frabatti 7, 900 followers. Looks like he's doing all kinds of shit, carrying logs, maybe what? Played football, doing CrossFit. For Batty 7, I don't know who this guy is. Fatty Rabatti, Faith, Family, Friends, Fitness, Philippians 4:13. If you want to get on The Bachelorette, give me a call. This dude is fucking primed for it. Look at this motherfucker. This guy is crazy.
I don't know. I don't see what photo this is.
It's from her post on December 25th, 2023, the beach ones. It's the third slide in.
Beach ones.
There's some guy with her.
Okay. Christmas looked a little different this year.
Oh, it's her last name. This is her brother.
Okay, but he still could go on.
Wait, who's this guy though?
I see.
If you go further in that grid, there's another guy named Adam Ramsey who was also there with them. And I don't know if that's a ex-boyfriend or who. This guy... No offense to Adam Ramsey. You're probably going to want to go on Love is Blind. No offense.
What? I don't even know what that means.
It means that his Instagram is terrible in terms of what we're looking for in our reality shows, but I do think he'd do well on Love is Blind. Mm. He's got some Vask. He's got some Musk. Anyway, now I'm just like going down weird rabbit holes of just like the person who's in their ninth slide on a fucking thing. Who is this? I'm doing a deep investigation.
Well, both of those tagged guys have bodybuilding pictures. We have next up, did she have a TikTok? Sandra Rabadi, 5.1K followers. Okay.
Doing something there.
She's...
I don't know how she got that, but looks like she's doing some funny shit.
She's talking direct to Cam. I like to see that.
I just watched a little video of her talking about a hat she used to have in college. I don't know. I'm not getting strong player vibes.
She's better on video than in the still images.
As are most players. I mean, the video really gives you some idea of like how they're going to interact and stuff. I don't know about Sandra. That could be a night one.
Next up, we got Star Skylar at StarSkylerr on Instagram. She is 25 years old, a mental health counselor from Delray Beach, Florida, a Sagittarius. And she has, let's see, 9.7K followers, 40 posts. Her bio reads, "Do every day like it's your birthday."
This is a good Instagram. And this is a good amateur Instagram. We talk a lot on here about like, oh, these are professional photos. She's a model, whatever. We got no pro photos here. These are all like friend taken, but she did it right. There's somebody in her friend group who knows how to use that fucking camera. Because these are like, they don't have the polish of pro photos. Nonetheless, even in like the travel photos, where is she here? A worldwide New Year. And this is from, what is the date on this one? January 2nd. It's just her going around the world. There's some videos in this thing. There's some, oh, the Eiffel Tower, whatever, but it's good. It gives you a sense of like, oh, she was having a fun trip. You get her personality through this. Some of these other pictures are very similar. There's one from November 23rd, 2023, where she's on the beach. Look at the composition of this photo versus the composition of the other player on the beach. This is good. She's centered. She's left of screen. So it even gives like a little bit of an artistic flair to it. She's doing a couple of poses in it. Whoever her friend is that's taking these are great. Yeah, well lit. We've got a bunch of parasocial gays here.
Clue, scroll to the bottom. We got PTC.
The very first post, the dad. He will be missed.
Three posts.
I assume that's her dad. He was an amazing coach and had an amazing heart for what he loved. Truly an amazing person. I'm sorry for your loss. Oh, no. She posted Superman. That was somebody else commenting on it. Okay, here's this one. Love you. Double time. I guess that's a picture of her and her dad when she was a kid. Yeah. My strength, my inspiration. Love you to my daughter. You and my journey. We don't know. I assume that he's no longer with us. Do we know that for sure? Yeah. This is all kind of cryptic.
You think it's cryptic?
No, I mean, it does seem like a tribute to...
This person says, I'm sorry about your dad.
Oh, well, there you go. I didn't read that far. You found it. You found the secret.
Sorry for your loss. Seems not cryptic.
Yeah, I think you're right. There's no cryptic here.
I'm sorry.
I like her.
She's got a very strong parasocial gaze.
She does. You know, like, I hate to say it. Or maybe I don't. There's a little mandrel in her.
Interesting.
It's something in the eyes. There's like a playfulness there. We'll see. There's like, she's going to have fun. Go ahead. It's your time, baby. Don't miss me on hashtag The Bachelor premiering January 22nd on ABC. And this is like I think a good test. Maybe I'm just kind of realizing this now. But it's like, compare her Bachelor rookie photo to all of her other photos. And if you find that the Bachelor photo is the best photo, I think that's a bad sign. And I don't think that here. I think she's got many photos that beat it.
She might have changed her TikTok account. Well, she had a TikTok account maybe that was at someone's auntie something.
I like Star Skylar. I'm predicting mid-season.
Oh, she's a mental health counselor. I think that'll help.
Yeah, I do too. Usually does.
Sagittarius. Next up, we got a Leo, Sydney Gordon, 28-year-old vintage store owner from Newport, Rhode Island. Her Instagram is at SYD_GORD. She has 5.3K followers now. Her bio reads, Newport, Rhode Island, t-shirt emoji founder, Folks Vintage Co., camera computer founder at Sydney Gordon Studio. We got a lot of multi-hyphenates.
This is a preneur.
Let's see. Folk Vintage.
I like this Instagram. This Instagram is equal mix, friends taking kind of shitty pictures, some professional stuff that's promotion for her vintage store, got her with a cat.
If her vintage store is in Massachusetts, how does she live with Joey?
She's got a little bit of a Hannah Godwin-y vibe in her parasocial gaze.
I mean, that's like a very high compliment.
I know. I don't know, though. There's something about her that's like, I don't know if this is a right match. I don't know if this is a Bachelor player. You know what I'm saying? She's like a little too, like she set up businesses and has a vintage store and shit. Is that Bachelor or is Bachelor pageant queen NFL cheerleader?
Or is it a new generation of Bachelor? It can be anything. I think she's going to do extremely well. It's giving Katie Bigger to me.
Interesting. I think she's too much of a hipster.
But like more artsy, kind of like Kendall Long. Yeah, like a hipster Katie Bigger.
I don't think a hipster goes well with Bachelor. I don't think it mixes.
But I think there's going to be, I think the fourth audience is going to like her.
Yeah, but I mean, that is, fourth audience can like her all they want. The season's shot and edited. Like, if she didn't make it past week two, sorry, you know. I don't know. I don't know about her. I would love to see her go far, but I just don't think this type of person mixes with Bachelor. I could be wrong, of course, but there's a very like Williamsburg-y vibe here.
I think you...
that I don't... I just don't know if it lines up with Bachelor.
I don't know. Okay, I'm on her TikTok, at Sid_GORD. She's doing a lot of direct-to-cam videos. Oh my God, her face over her dancing promo.
Like, she's definitely not coming in looking to get married. This is somebody who's coming in looking to blow up her Instagram so that her vintage store can sell more old phones, you know?
Yeah, she's prolific on TikTok.
I don't think it works. I think this is night one. I don't think it works. I think this is night one. I'm making the claim.
Wow. Interesting. I think she'll do well.
We'll see.
I think top 10.
Let's move on. Talia Jackson, 23, Huntington Beach, California, an esthetician, Sag. Her Instagram is Talia, TALYAH.Jackson_. 5,618 followers, 55 posts, a bio that simply is Elia Hart. Okay, this is a pro. This is someone, this is like, in my opinion, none of these photos that I'm looking at, well, there's a couple that are like pro taken, I guess, like where she's standing on a white psych. There's a couple of like pro modeling photos here for sure. But even the ones that aren't are like, they're the highest level possible of like selfies and amateur photography. Her parasocial gaze is incredible. It's like, she's never not modeling. You know what I mean? Like, there's just a picture of her in a fucking elevator. And she's like, here, friend, fucking take a picture of me in this elevator. And it's like, oh, professional model. Maybe it was even a selfie. Maybe she even propped it up in the fucking corner and just like put the timer on. I don't know.
Oh my God. Watch the Instagram story. It's like a, I don't know what this is.
Me plus life. Is that what you're looking at? The highlight?
Maybe filming a video, a music video. It's her dancing in front of a car. And then there is, I don't know if this is her, but she's dancing and vaping.
Oh, you're just looking at her. Ooh, can she do vape tricks? We haven't seen that on Bachelor yet. I love vape tricks.
You're like, I don't know if a vintage store owner can do it, but the vape trick girl, she's got it.
If she's like the vape champion, I love the vaping. God, she can do vape tricks, I bet. Yeah, she's dancing in a music video.
Vape tricks and MLK.
Wait, she has a vape tricks post?
No.
You got me excited. Very excited there. She's got bikini shots. I mean, this is just a really, really good Instagram.
Okay, what's her link in bio? Instagram, Amazon storefront. She's on X. 461 followers.
Here she is with a friend named Lexi Cross. Let's check out Lexi Cross real quick. Lexi Cross, a similar good Instagram. Realtor Travel SoCal, Lexi Cross. If you're thinking about going into reality TV and you're listening, DM me. I like her Instagram very much, Talia Jackson. I like it very much. I believe she's, God, it's just so hard because it's like 10 people have to go home on night one. It's hard to pick 10. I've picked a couple that have like what I perceive to be bad Instagrams in terms of, you know, conveying if they're going to be good in reality TV or not. But it's like an Instagram like this is, it's just another really good Instagram. It's been scrubbed. back to May 17th, 2020. The first post is just an incredible parasocial gaze, kind of over the shoulder look. I don't know. I don't know. Does she have a TikTok?
Yes.
She does. Let's see it. It's Talia Jackson underscore 18.7K followers on TikTok. A lot of lip syncing.
Fake smoke for the vape.
What? She has vape tricks on that?
She says it's fake smoke on her TikTok. She has 18.7K followers on TikTok. Here is something I would scrub. Click on the link in her Instagram bio and go to the Twitter. It's mostly retweets, but it still kind of paints a story, I would say. There's a religious angle.
What tweets are you looking at specifically?
It's all retweets, but it's like,
yeah,
I still would take this down.
They always want to say hello, but can't afford this kitty. It's a Hello Kitty that's like blinged out. We woke up, amen. Learn to be alone. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot here. I don't know how many posts does she have on Twitter? Do we know this? It looks like a lot. There could be something in here that's problematic.
10.4K posts.
It's quite a lot. God, I love you and I need you. It is just all reposts. It almost looks like she's a bot.
Yeah. Maybe this account is hacked. I'm not sure. But she is posting pictures of herself too.
Yeah. I don't know. Could be good. It has a little bit of a villainous vibe to me, which I'm always for. But she's got 18.7K TikTok followers. That ain't nothing.
Yeah.
She knows how to work that social media at least a little bit. We'll see.
And she's got Musk and Vask.
Indeed. Let's move on. We got two players left here. We're moving on to Taylor Weens, 23, Chicago, Illinois, a recruiter Libra. Her Instagram is Taylor Weens, TayLorWiens underscore. 3,695 followers, 349 posts, Kansas City plus Chicago. In that bio, she's got some Trista Sutter in her. She's got that DNA, which I think is good.
She's a Libra. Talia was a Sagittarius.
This is a person who might have been cast to be a bachelorette, in my opinion, just from her look.
Wow.
Wait, how old was she again? 23. I could see it. She's got the prerequisite bikini shots. She's been to Paris. She's drinking with some friends. She has just kind of like a good, you know, I mean, it's just like a Trista vibe. I don't know how else to explain it. Kansas. Is she from Kansas? Why are the girls that get it, get it. It's her and a sister or a friend or a mom wearing Kansas sweatshirts from the heartland.
There's too many posts here. Too many group photos.
I agree. It's a very jumbled Instagram. It is too much. Nobody's looking through all this except us. who's this guy? Just two blonde bitches in blue from April 23rd, 2021. And it's her with some guy.
Yeah, who's this guy? A 2018 guy.
I think this Josh underscore has underscore powers. He's like just a blonde kind of dude, bro. His Instagram is private. I don't know. That could be an ex. I mean, you got to get rid of those pictures, in my opinion. There's a lot. I mean, look, she has a good Instagram here. It's just buried under a ton of bullshit. A surgical scrub here could bring out the true beauty of this Instagram because it's there. She doesn't know it. It really is.
It's like a sculpture. You can see the raw rock is there. Her TikTok is at Taylor WIENSSS3. She has 588 followers. Bestie videos. My bestie minding her makeup, her business doing her makeup.
Oh, how many followers does she have on TikTok?
Oh, that one. 2.7 million views. I guess I don't understand this one.
I don't know. As you go back in her Instagram, it's like definitely there's shit on there from college and high school, childhood.
I would say this is not, I feel like we've looked at a lot stronger parasocial people. I mean, look, you called Rekia from like the beginning. So now I'm like, ugh.
I agree, but there's something about her. There's something in it. All I can tell you is this about how these seasons are made. When they're casting people, they're writing the season. So they cast her for a reason. And I don't know. I haven't seen any of her videos or anything. Let me see if I can get any like of her talking. Let's see what she says. No, her stories are all just like stills. It looks like all I can tell you is I see something in her parasocial gaze and just her kind of vibe that is like, it feels to me like they might've cast her for a specific reason. And that reason is to be the Bachelorette. Whether that pans out or not, a million things can happen in the course of a season that can derail that plan. But I think they probably built a deep run for her.
I don't know. We'll see. I feel like she's a little young. I mean,
no, she, I agree. 23 is a little young, but you know, there's something there. I don't know. I don't know what it is. We'll see. I could be completely wrong. She could be a night one player. I have no idea. That's just what I'm getting. That's the vibe I'm getting.
I don't think so.
But let's move on. We have one more player.
Okay. We got Zoe Antona at Zoe.Antona. She is a 24-year-old artist from Atlanta, Georgia, and a Virgo. Taylor Weens was a Libra. And she has...
Let's see what kind of art we got.
2K followers, 237 posts.
Zoila.
Zoila, hashtag Atlanta abstract artist. Ooh. Current show, she's got a link to...
Oh, shit. Her shit's cool as hell. I love this stuff.
A show...
It's just kind of like textured.
Okay, so it's like sculptured art?
Yeah, it's kind of like textured sculpture that looks almost like cloth, just kind of like plastered on some canvases and stuff. It's cool, though. I think this shit's cool. How many followers she have? 2,000? All right, so she hasn't blown up yet with her art.
I mean, are you going to be purchasing anything?
We'll see how far she gets in the season.
Yeah, the sloth got so far.
How dare you? The sloth is the fucking sloth, all right? Like, if she comes out of a fucking limo in a sloth costume or similar, yes, I'll be buying a piece.
I mean, I feel like even this girl seems more likely to be the Bachelorette than...
No way. This is night one.
What?
Yeah, this is night one. This is not somebody I think who can play reality TV.
The Instagram is great.
It's not. It's all of her art.
Yeah. It looks beautiful.
There's very few parasocial gazes. I don't know who this is. Yeah, maybe they'll keep her around. I don't know. Maybe she's funny. I don't know. I don't like this Instagram. I mean, I get what it has to be because she's an artist. It needs to be promoting her art and all of that. But it's like, she has 2,000 followers. What's her first post? And what has she got? 237 posts. So this has probably not been scrubbed at all. I get what the art is. It's all kind of very similar looking, these things. It's cool. Don't get me wrong, but her first post is from 2019. It's just her flipping through a sketchbook that she's done. All right. You know, I just don't get a sense of like who she is as a player or a person for that matter. I get it. There's a bunch of this art.
I mean, go on her reels. She's Latina. She's an artist. Hashtag Cubana. She's a businesswoman, an entrepreneur.
Is she talking in any of these?
She's hacking something with a machete. She's posing on a motorcycle. I mean, she's not talking, no, but
she's doing all the art memes that you do where you show a little picture of yourself starting a painting and then you put the paintbrush in the camera. When you come away, the painting's done.
And you don't think that can do well? Justin Glaze. Heard of him?
No.
Going to be on a little show called Perfect Match.
Don't know what you're talking about. All right. Maybe she's the female Glaze. I just don't see her going for it. I'm sorry. I don't know. Like, how is she going to compete against an NFL cheerleader pageant champion?
With the fourth audience. There's the people who watch the show who are more pageanty, and then there's the alternatives. And they...
Look, I agree with you. I'm not saying the fourth audience won't love her. Oh. Unfortunately, you have to have a good third audience game to make it to a point where the fourth audience even knows who the fuck you are. I don't think she's going to have that.
Oh, I don't. Yeah, I don't think her third audience game. I don't think she will know what to do, but we shall see.
Indeed, we shall.
Who knows? She could be trained by clues secretly.
Yeah. But that wraps it up.
Those are all of our rookies. Coming into Grazia Days, Bachelor 28, which is going to premiere next Monday. We, of course, will be covering every episode of it and see who our new champions are, see who our new superstars are as we wait with bated breath to hear the news that Bachelor in Paradise has been canceled this year. And all of these players are going to be getting that news at some point, thinking to themselves, why did I put myself through this fucking torture? For no shot at paradise. But nonetheless.
No, maybe not. Maybe it's not canceled.
Yeah, maybe it's not. But I just can't see that being the case. Nonetheless, these are all of our rookies. We thank you now, incoming rookies, for all of the suffering you will endure for our pleasures. We can't wait to watch it.
Such a strong group.
And we, yes, every year, I think, gets stronger and stronger. And we can't wait to see what you're going to do this season with all of your talents and all of the various scenarios these producers are going to put you through. Thank you, rookies of season 28. And we'll be back at the end of this week with our wrap up this week in Bachelor Nation. The first one before Grazia Days, or the last one, I should say, before Grazia Days incoming season. There'll be some big news this week, I'm sure, as there always is in the week preceding the next Bachelor. And during this Bachelor too, we should get the announcement of the first Golden Bachelorette, Leslie Fima. That should be coming any day. But thank you all for joining us. And before we go, as always, what is that Dwabat?
It's been 7,967 days without an Asian Bachelor. Praise be Dark Lord Palmer.
Please rate this podcast. Please review this podcast. Please get a friend to listen to us. And then please rate this podcast. Please review this podcast. Please get a friend to listen to us. And then please rate this podcast. Please review this podcast. Please get a friend to listen to us, and then.
Creams and serums are made of 70% water, 15% preservatives and emulsifiers, leaving only around 15% for the active ingredients that your skin needs. But luckily now, there's Fiber Skincare.
15 years ago, the scientists behind Fiber Skincare started working on nanofibers, which are 500 times smaller than human hair. You know, I saw that in Three Body Problem. Mm. 1 year ago, they patented a way of wrapping the nanofiber around oil or liquid-based ingredients. This means they can deliver 5 times the active ingredients compared to creams or serums, as there is no need for water, preservatives, or emulsifiers.
The first formulation made with this technology is plant-based, anti-wrinkle. It's a set of patches that you use over a series of 7 days. You just put these on whenever you would apply your serums, and your skin is going to feel tighter in 10 seconds. And over the seven-day program, it has been clinically proven to reduce wrinkles by, get this, 19.4%, a very precise percentage. In fact, they have a tighter skin guarantee. If your skin isn't tighter in 7 days, they're going to give you your money back. No questions asked.
You get the tighter skin guarantee with this 7-day routine. Tighter skin or your money back. Get a 15% discount code by using the discount code GAME. That's Fiber Skincare.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.